It is Tuesday morning, and we check in with the MCCSC, and our guest this morning is the man who is the lion tamer at Lakeview Elementary. It's Principal John Hudson. How are those lions doing down there on Lakeview, John?
They're doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on this morning.
And I bet they're doing great right now because they're rolling over, hitting their alarm clock, and turning it off.
Yeah, I doubt many of our kids have turned the alarm on today. We've got several that are probably sleeping in, so that's good for them.
Exactly
a
right.
Day off for them.
And when you get to be our age, anytime you can get an extra hour of sleep, it's fantastic. I'm mad at the Colts last night. I am mad at the Carolina kicker who missed the extra point, who added an extra hour. Remember that hour we got on when 2 a.m. became 1 a.m.? I lost that hour watching the Colts game because he missed the extra point last night.
That's right. That's a distant memory now.
That's right. Onward and upward. It is Election Day.
Right.
Just to remind everybody, in the MCCSC, there is no school today. Our friends over at the RBB, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to say anything. I don't want you to be confused. But no school in the MCCSC. So that means what? Put your feet up, a little poker this afternoon. You got a pig roast going on, luau, out at Lakeview, right?
Not quite. Not quite like that. Our teachers today throughout the district are coming to Bloomington High School South for professional development. We have several different opportunities for our teachers that they could sign up for. It's really neat. We've got teachers leading teachers. We've got students leading teachers. We've got a fantastic keynote speaker and Dr. Howard. So it's going to be a good day for our teachers to come together and learn and get some professional development that they've got to choose, which is really nice.
And when we hear about professional development, give us some of the examples. You said they have some choices today. Just not everybody understands what professional development means. Talk about what you are going to go through today.
Okay, we've got several breakout sessions for our teachers that they could select from. One of those was our district literacy coaches, a few of them getting together to present how to better, more effectively teach instruction in the literacy instruction in the classroom. We have some professional development about our new reading series. We have the LGBTQ plus group that's going to talk to our staff in a breakout session. I think they're booked all day. And then we have also Dr. Howard, who is going to be here to talk about cultural responsiveness and how we can better relate to our students throughout the day.
And you mentioned the students being there as well. What are they going to learn you?
Well, those would be the LGBTQ students that are leading several breakout sessions throughout the day. So that's going to be a good chance for our teachers to get in and get a better understanding of what that means and how to be sensitive and aware as we are, you know, instructing each day with all of our students.
Our guest this morning is John Hudson. He's the principal at Lakeview Elementary, the Lakeview Lions. What's going on out at Lakeview to tell us about here a couple months into the 2015-16 school year?
We've got several exciting things happening.
You guys always have exciting stuff going on out there.
Always. Yeah, never a dull moment. We are in our second year now of our LEGO League program. It is a STEM program, science, technology, engineering, math, through Crane. And we have, I believe it's three or four parents that come in, and it's an after-school activity where our students are actually building LEGO robots, and then they have to program it through the computer to run a certain course on a large board, and they have to they've got to perform certain tasks. So they can't touch it. Once they've programmed it, they put the program in, and their LEGO machine goes out and performs three or four different tasks, and has to come back to a home base, and it's a pretty involved application for our students, and they are just loving it.
Yeah, they think it's easy. You and I can't figure it out with a
right.
with a roadmap.
I stand there and watch them do it.
Leave it to the experts. Leave it to the experts. Yeah. These kids
are having
fun.
Get out of their way.
John Hudson's our guest. He's the principal at Lakeview Elementary. And, again, as we've getting through all of October, we've gotten through fall break. You've got a new calendar that's been decided by the MCCSC.
Correct.
Everybody happy with that? Of course not. But the general consensus is we're going to start school a little bit later and lose a couple vacation days here and there. How's the reaction been on your side of town?
I've not heard too much. I think our group is usually pretty laid back, and I think we kind of realize, you know, it's 180 days, however you want to cut it.
Right, so, it's math.
you know, everybody has their own take on the calendar, and everybody has a valid reason for wanting something, but we can't all, I think there might have been a song about that, we can't always get what we want, but
if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need.
You get what you need. You get 180 days. That's right. So, yeah, you know, it's just one of those things that most people, I think, are okay with it as long as they know what the calendar is out ahead of time and they can make plans. I think people do appreciate that it's a three-year calendar so that they can plan ahead. Sometimes those, you know, the parents that have to really schedule their days off and really be very careful about when they can take off and, you know, for their vacation time at work, it makes it a lot easier for them since there's a three-year calendar.
Yeah, makes it easier, and again, people can plan things out, and if you blink an eye, heck, kids go from 6 to 9, 9 to 12, whatever it is, and it's a whole different set of circumstances before you know it. John Hudson
checks in
this morning. He's the principal at Lakeview. What else is happening out there? Now what do we look forward to? Thanksgiving break? Heck, before you know it, Christmas is going to be here.
I know. We've got tons of things happening. We've done a pretty good partnership. We had a pretty good partnership with Kelly King Creative. She helped us design our new logo and our tagline for our school, and we're trying to instill into the students, we have an acronym CORE, Community, Order, Respect, and Excellence. So we talk about that each and every day. We've got student council elections coming up tomorrow, you know, on the coattails of the actual elections today, so getting our students understanding what that means, and we have a no-smear campaign policy, so we don't have any kids bashing other kids or anything. It's all about fun and learning what the election process really looks like for adults, so we do that at the student level. We have a fantastic Veterans Day program coming up on the 11th at 10 o'clock in the morning. Our teacher, Diane Antolette, does a fantastic job with our program each year. Just so many great things happening at Lakeview with our dedicated staff, and our students are phenomenal. Parent support, our PTO is top-notch, one of the best around, if not the best. So we've just got a lot of things going good for us, and we're just putting our heads down and trying to get our students learning the most that they can.
Perfect, John. And we know you're busy today with professional development. Even though the kids get the day off, you guys all are out there working hard for their benefit, and we always appreciate the effort, and we appreciate you checking in, even on a quote-unquote working day off. Thanks for your time, as always, John. We'll get caught up with you next semester.
All right. You guys have a fantastic day today.